Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor at First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, what is God like? We'll look this morning at the communicable attributes of God's mercy and grace. Now, these attributes are technically two distinct attributes, but they're very similar and often used together and interchangeably in the Bible. For instance, Psalm 103:8, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love." Exodus 33:19, "I'll be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." So what is God's mercy and God's grace? Mercy is not getting what one deserves, while grace is getting what one does not deserve. To help this make sense, think about God's forgiveness. When God forgives us of our sin, we're saved from God's wrath and receive eternal life. This is an example of both mercy and grace. We deserve God's wrath, but we don't receive it. That's mercy. We don't deserve forgiveness or eternal life, but we receive it, and that's grace. Now, what ties these ideas together is that they both involve an end result that is favorable despite what ought to happen. Put simply, it's not earned, it's a gift. This applies to both God's mercy and God's grace, but we especially see the Bible refer to God's grace specifically as a gift. It is freely given, unearned, and unmerited. Romans 11:6 says, "If it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace." Ephesians 2:4-5, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." And this is why grace must be received through faith, because faith is the one thing that does not depend on one's own self. It means trusting and depending upon another. This is why in Ephesians 2, Paul continues in verses 8 and 9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." Now grace is not free. It is freely given, but it's not free. Someone still has to pay the cost. Grace costs something, but not to the one who receives it. It costs something for the one who gives it. If we give grace to someone else, we are making a sacrifice for them to receive it. Well, in the same way, when God shows us grace, though it's freely given to us, it cost God to give it. Jesus gave his life and rose from the dead that we might receive grace through faith and trust in him. Have you received this grace and mercy? If not, you have to stop trying to earn it. You can't, or else it wouldn't really be grace. And if you have received it, turn around and give grace and mercy to others. Be prepared ahead of time to absorb the cost yourself, for this is what God has done for us. And in so doing, you will begin to become gracious, just like God.